be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The rulers leered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself. If he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him, and they approached to offer him wine. They called out, "If you are King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, and for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
I think the title for Jesus today, by reading the Gospel, he is not king. He is a servant of the servants. He serves us. He gave the man, he said, "Tonight you will be in paradise with me." We understand. These two criminals, they commit crimes, worse to die. But Jesus, such one instance, because he said, "We deserve," that means a real contrition, then his sins are forgiven. "Tonight you will be with me in paradise." So the heart of Jesus opened to all of us. Not only serve to few. The grace of God is for everyone. If you believe, if you trust, if you ask. Ask, will be given. This gentleman, he asks, "Remember me." And Jesus gave him absolution and gave the right to go to heaven at once. This is Jesus. This is the servant of servants. He serves us, but as a king to rule over us. He's the one who served, gave us all the graces of God, prepared for each one of us. Ask will be given. Ask this grace. Jesus, we commit lots of sins. He listened. Once he said to Sister Faustina, "Whenever you go to confession, whatever you told the priest, I'm there. I'm the one who give you absolution." Jesus is always accompanying us. He will never forget us. Even the two persons, after the day of his resurrection, they didn't believe that Jesus was risen. They went away. But Jesus threw it out the route to keep these two company, telling them about the story of salvation history. At the end, by meeting at the house, breaking the bread, they found, "Oh, it's Jesus." But Jesus was lost. He disappeared. But then, "Oh, that's why on our way, we feel so much. Although they didn't recognize Jesus accompanying them, but they feel the heart. So today, you might not see Jesus, but at times you will feel that He is accompanying you all through your life. In the Philippines, in Hong Kong, your family members, you feel His presence. He is with you. He is our servant of servants. So don't hesitate to ask this special grace today. It's ready. Be sorry for all your sins of past life. Be humble with this gentleman. We deserve pain. But Jesus, without saying any words, just give Him paradise. Jesus loves us so much. He won't see whatever we have done before, but it's important that we see how you say your love to Him now. Live well every moment. Because every moment is a moment to meet God, not only in the church, in the marketplace, in the place where you, with your friends, even with enemies. Jesus is there. He's staying in you. We are His hand to give blessing to the world. So let us thank the Lord that we have this grace, especially, in particular, we can receive the Holy Communion, that His life become our life. Whatever we think is Jesus in us. So let us today in the Mass give thanks that we are accompanied by Him, not only outwardly, but inwardly, especially through the Blessed Sacrament. He lives in us. What St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me.